Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Today, I want to address a question I've received in the comments. Thank you, as always, for your questions. They are precious gifts for everyone listening in. So here's the question. Do you have any thoughts or guidance on narcissistic mothers who go no contact with their children? Why would they choose to go no contact when it's the child who has been made to suffer? My right to choose no contact has been taken away, and yet again I feel abandoned with no form of closure or recourse. I'm stuck mentally and physically and don't know how to move forward. So this was the precious share and question that came from one of you listening in. And again, thank you so much for that. It brings such a richness. I always say, this is not a monologue. I love having a conversation with you guys. So I so get it. As a daughter of someone who used the silent treatment as a form of punishment and abuse, I truly, truly get it how intense it is to be the one at the receiving end of that. Especially when you're looking at the situation and you're like, well, I'm the one being abused. And you're the one just not talking to me. You're the one deciding to go no contact. What the hell? I get it. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that I did not fully actively go no contact with my mother at first. But her silence was the result of me setting a simple boundary of not accepting her yelling at me and calling me names over the phone. This turned into more abuse, followed by the usual silent treatment from her. And I guess it kind of backfired for her as I took the opportunity and decided to turn it into an active no contact on my part. So at the beginning it wasn't, but it then transformed into that for me. And yet, I truly get how this kind of behavior can be very hurtful and leave us with the feeling of even this choice being taken away from us. The questions, am I not deserving of her talking to me after all she has done to me? That can come up. Do I not have a choice on this? I mean, how comes that she's abused me, but she's the one that then cuts the contact? And then the need to get closure, of course, to speak your truth, to get your story validated, alongside any hope of ever receiving the motherly love that you never had. All of that goes right out the window as your mother decides to cut contact with you. So I really get it. Like if you're listening in, and I know that the person of course that asked this question is in this situation, but many of you listening in might be in this situation or you may have experienced long periods of silent treatment from your mother, so long periods of no contact from her towards you. So I get it. I really do. So what do we do with that? There are two ways to look at your mother deciding to cut contact with you. And the first way is yet another choice taken from you. Yet again, something out of your control that she's doing to you. Yet again, another sign of her lack of love towards you. So that's one way to look at it. And we're not wrong. Like, I mean, if that's how you see it, if that's how you feel, it's not wrong. I get it. Yet there's another way to look at it. And I mean this with the biggest amount of love going towards you. I am not saying this lightly, okay? It's really important. But the second way to look at it is, it's a gift. And I know you might say, what? A gift? What are you talking about? It hurts. Gifts don't hurt. This hurts. And I so get it. I really, really do. It always hurt when my mother turned her back on me and stopped talking to me each time that she did that. It hurt when she made me chase after her, which she's done that for years. It hurt when she spoke horrible things behind my back to justify her behavior towards me, because that's what they do, yeah? They go into contact with you, but then, of course, they have to talk behind your back because they have to get validation from people for the fact that they went no contact with you. So I get that. It hurts. I get it. I am not here speaking from having read this stuff in books while I sat at home with a loving mother. And I want to remind you of this. I speak here having lived through it and also having worked with countless women on this topic. And I really know it hurts. My heart goes to you. And this is why, though, I can't afford not to be direct with you on this. Because it's going to keep on hurting until you see it as yet another choice taken away from you, as yet another sign of a lack of love, as yet another opportunity taken away for your healing and for your closure. As long as you're looking at it that way, it's going to hurt. And it's going to stop you from living your life. Because you're going to be living, waiting for something to happen with her, for her getting it, for her changing that behavior, for her validating your pain. And that, it's really never going to happen. And so it's going to hurt for a very long time. But if you see it as a gift, everything changes. Everything changes. A mother that can turn her back on her child like that, okay, stopping talking, going no contact, after years of having abused her child, let's not forget, does not deserve you to suffer for her, does not deserve a second of your time and attention wasted on her. And again, I'm saying this from love. And I know you can answer, but I can't just forget what she did to me. How can I move on if she doesn't let me face her? That's a great question. That is a great, great question. The good news is, you don't need your mother in order to heal the wounds that she caused in you. I've worked with women who were no contacts for years, and also with women whose mothers had passed away a long time ago. And the healing happened beautifully without their mother being there. I thought I had to send her a letter. For so long, I thought I needed her to look at me in the eyes and say sorry to me, say she got it. I believed I needed my mother to take full responsibility for all the hurt she caused me. I believed I needed her validation, the validation of my story of hurt. I needed it from her. And that was a trap. That was a big trap. I would have waited a long time for something that was never going to come. In the process, wasting my life and happiness away for someone who does not deserve a moment of my energy. It was actually a wonderfully liberating feeling to get to understand that the healing I needed did not require my mother at all. It only needed me, and it still needs me, to be present with myself. And also some very good external support from mentors who truly knew how to help me. So nothing else. I didn't need my mother there. None of the women that are coming to me for this kind of work that I've worked with needed their mothers there. In fact, in the one-on-one program, for example, we rarely even talk about, oh, my mother did this, my mother did that. Like, there's a little bit of that, of course, because there's a certain amount of sharing on that topic is important to understand where we're coming from, but very little. Many of the women are quite surprised that actually the work is not on that at all, because why? We can't change her, and she's not going to come and enter that container and all of a sudden be a good mom. All of a sudden take responsibility, all of a sudden give us the love that we were needing, is not coming from her. It's to be found inside. So the work is very much you and someone that supports you in the in the right way, someone that knows how to guide you through that specific trauma that it is having a narcissistic mother, because not everyone is able to guide through that. I've had plenty of mentors that were wonderful but didn't know anything about maternal narcissism, and then I found really good mentors that helped me on this specific topic. So that's all you need, and that's great news. And actually, why do I say that it's a gift that she just decided to go no contact on you? She's out of the way, and that's extremely helpful, as healing is a process that requires safety. The first thing that we require for healing is a measure of safety, external and internal, but safety is important. And for example, with my mother, her presence was never safe for me, because it wasn't just the thing of what she did when I was a child. There was a continuation of the abusive and toxic behaviors even as I was an adult. She hadn't stopped. There are some cases, and I have worked with women in this situation, where yes, there was abuse in childhood, but actually there had been some kind of a shift or a healing in the mother. So the everyday present was not too bad, but as a daughter, the daughter would still carry a lot of wounding from the childhood. So in that case, we don't necessarily need to cut the mother out because the behavior today, it's okay. But when the behavior remains toxic, when it's still abusive, and a mother that cuts contact with her child gives me, it kind of gives me the vibes of someone's that whose behavior is still abusive, because otherwise she wouldn't be doing that. That maintains the lack of safety. Having a person like that in your life as you're trying to heal actually keeps you unsafe, and so therefore blocks your healing journey. It doesn't help it. So the fact that she removes herself from your life, she's gifting you the freedom to go for your healing and leave her toxic behavior behind you forever. And I know that parts of you, like parts of me, very young parts, will feel abandoned and will feel the injustice of it all. Sort of like, you mean she gets away with it while I have to do the work? You know, she goes no contact with me and she goes living her life, and I'm stuck here having to deal with my mother wounds, having to deal with the trauma, having to deal with all the shit that I've accumulated because of her abuse. That's unfair. I really get it. Again, I get it. I've had that. trust me when I say I've had plenty of that. In the phase where I went through anger, and it still does come out sometimes because it's not just all done in one go, a lot of that comes up. It's so effing unfair that I have to do all the work while she just, whatever, gets away with it in some way. The thing is, there is nothing that will save you from doing the work to be happy and reclaim your life. That's the thing. You know, nothing. Even if she came back to you now completely changed, even if she actually went through an ordeal to pay her debt towards you, you would still have to do the work. After growing up with a toxic, abusive mother, there are wounds we carry that we need to heal in order to be able to live a happy, fulfilling life. And that's just how it is. And if she stays around, still going on with her toxicity, it only makes things harder. As well as going no contact is not enough to reclaim your life without putting in the inner work necessary to heal the trauma that we carry. The same way, having her around, continuing with her drama, will not support your healing journey either. I wanted nothing more than for my mother to get it and change and apologize and become a good, loving mother. But that was not going to happen. It really wasn't. Accepting that was one of the most liberating moments of my life. I still remember the day, years ago, on a walk with my husband, sharing with him, I think I get it. I'm at the point of accepting that's not going to come from her. It was like lifting a weight on my shoulders. I've worked with so many women who set boundary after boundary and their mothers kept breaking them and going after them and pursuing them and so on and so forth. And this taught me, humbly, what a gift it has been for me that my mother had stayed away. That when I just set that one boundary, she didn't take it so well, and she just never bothered me since. I'm not grateful for much towards my mother beyond the fact that she brought me into this world, which is a good thing, because I'm quite happy to be walking on this planet today with you. And the other thing that I'm thankful for now, and it was a process to get here, is that she stayed the hell away when I decided that, okay, that's it, no more. Because I've worked with many women, that's not the case. They set the boundary. They want to go no contact. They even go as far as going no contact. And they have to block their mothers left, right, and center. They have to change the locks in the house. They have to do crazy stuff. I've met women that changed identity and moved to different countries. And they cut contact with most of the people that they knew in order not to be found by their mothers. And that really helped me going, maybe this silent treatment thing ain't that bad after all. And I'm not saying this lightly. I'm humorous, and I'm sort of bringing a little bit of humor to it because we try to make light of things that can be quite heavy. But I'm not saying this lightly because I really do understand the pain. I've chased after my mother for 30 years, more, 35 years, chased after her constantly, 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 silent treatment after silent treatment, months of not talking to me, and I was the one chasing after her, wanting whatever, wanting the scraps of the table of what she would give me. I take a slap just to get something from her. So I really get how painful it is to find yourself having gone through all that toxicity and abuse and her cutting contact with you. It's like, seriously, woman, have you not done enough to me? And now you just cut the contact yourself? So I really, really get it. I am not telling you it's easy to get to the perspective that I got to, but I do invite you to see it as a gift. And to focus your attention and energy on your own healing because you deserve it. That's the thing. That's why I'm saying, I say it out of love because you deserve your own healing. You deserve to use that energy and attention on yourself. You deserve your own love. You deserve to be there for yourself. You deserve to be happy. And you are the only one who can travel that path. Your mother won't do it for you. No one else can actually do it for you. You've been through enough because of your mother. So her going away, it's your chance to take back your energy once and for all and to give yourself the gift of freedom from the abuse. Use your energy to heal and be there for your precious heart. Seek the support that you need. As you don't have to do this alone, that's important. There are amazing mentors out there. I still have the one-on-one program. It's available. And if it's not with me, there's support out there to do this journey. But it's your chance. You can see this as a gift. You can practice choosing to see this as a gift. Because there's going to be parts of you that don't want to see it as a gift, that are very resistant, and they'll be listening to this episode going, that woman behind that microphone that's just there telling me to see it as a gift. I so don't agree, and I get that. I really do get it. But that is the practice. That is really the practice. That is what's going to set you free. Your mother is not going to set you free. And the parts of you that still cling to her coming back to you with some degree of understanding, validation, paying her debt or whatever, those parts are not going to bring you healing. They're only going to bring more pain. So take that energy back. You have that power. You deserve it. It's your chance. Close the loop with your mother and do the healing yourself, because you don't need her. You don't need her. As I said, I've worked with women. The mother had passed away years ago, and the healing was amazing. We don't need them in the room in order to do the healing. We don't need them in our life in order to do the healing. All you need to do the healing, you have it already right here, right now in yourself. You have your heart, you have your body, you have your beautiful mind, and you have the capacity to access the support that's best for you, that you need, that you resonate with in order to do the healing. So with that said, I am sending you so much love. And I'm sure that others listening in are too, because this is like, I invite anyone listening in, actually, if you feel called to drop a comment, a supportive comment. Please don't drop any comment like, oh, you have it easy, your mother doesn't talk to you, my mother is such a pain in my behind. Please don't do that, because we all have different experiences and we all travel this path in different ways. It's very personal how we feel and react about the situation and the trauma that we've been through. It's different. So although we're all daughters of narcissistic mothers, we're all here together, but that's why we lift each other up. So that's really important. But we're not alone in this. And so give each other support. That is so meaningful. That is so meaningful when we can do that for each other. So I invite you, if you feel called to, leave a comment that is offering that loving support for anyone that's actually in this situation, that's feeling yet again abandoned and left behind. And of course, if you are interested in, if you're in a relationship, and if your narcissistic mother not only has decided not to talk to you, but her the effects of her toxicity and all of that is actually having an effect on your relationship, on your marriage, go and listen to the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast that I'm hosting alongside my husband, because there's a lot of juicy content in there as to how you can support yourself in the container of marriage after having been through all the trauma. Because we know that maternal narcissism, the mother wounds that come from it, are relational wounds. When we have attachment trauma in the body and in our system, it reflects and it impacts how we relate with others. And of course, in a long-term relationship, in marriage, that's going to be a thing. So that's why I went from daughters of narcissistic mothers, which I'm continuing, by the way. So have you noticed I am putting in episodes every second week? So I'm not going to be gone from this channel. But in addition, there's also the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast for you. And for those of you that are interested, I really invite you to go and listen there. We've got the link in the description. And of course, if you like it and if it's useful, subscribe, share. And I think I've said enough for today. So with that, I'm sending you much, much love. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye for now.